Welcome back, BB Army. Welcome back to our channel, BB Army Hearts to Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
Welcome, welcome. My spring break has come to an
I'm so sorry. How was your trip?
end. It was good. Oh my God, the tacos.
Okay, wait. It seemed like you went a little bit everywhere. Were you and Ryan in Texas, New Mexico, and Mexico, or just New Mexico and Texas?
Literally, guys, okay. For anyone in who's like, I'm from El Paso, Texas. If you look that up in the map, we're neighbors with another country called Mexico, which is aka Juarez, or as you guys pronounce it, Juarez and stuff. And not only are we neighbors with a country, but we're neighbors with another state, New Mexico. Literally, New Mexico is like a 5-minute drive from El Paso.
Okay, so yeah, pretty much right on the border almost, right?
Right on
Of
the
New
border.
Mexico and yeah, Texas.
Yep.
Wow. See, I was wondering too how close, because I was like, how far did you guys drive to go to New Mexico?
5 minutes.
Amazing.
Literally, like it was amazing. We kind of went everywhere. I saw new shops and everything. We had a fun time. Ryan survived the heat. He did get burnt a little, so
He burns. His isn't tan, he burns.
he burned. He was a little red at times. I'm just
Well,
laughing.
I'm glad that you enjoyed your spring break. I'm glad you and Ryan had fun.
Now it's back to reality.
No. But it's one of those things. It's like vacation's nice, but once you're home, you forget how amazing it is to be home.
Moving on, guys. Hello. How's everyone doing? I hope everyone is doing okay in the army. I know it's been some quietness a little bit when it came to some BVB news and stuff. Although I just showed this with Nicole. I haven't seen it as of right now anywhere yet, but I got this in the mail. So
And I am jealous. I have mine hasn't even shipped yet.
I'm just curious, has anyone gotten theirs? I was not expecting it to be just small.
How many pages? Like,
125.
sweet. A perfect read.
This will be literally one day rate. Ian.
Ian's gonna make it last. He'll be like, yeah, it took me a month to read.
Took me a month to read this much. I'm like, okay,
He
Ian.
might read a page per day.
No, but like, since there's no news as of right now in the army, we figured we would do something hard. I don't know why we did this to ourselves.
I will agree with you that it was extremely difficult. And I would like to point out, though, well, I can't point it out without saying it. So, we did rank every Black Veil Brides music video out there.
25 music videos, okay, of Black Veil Brides, as far as we know. I hope we're not missing any. If we are missing any, I will. I don't
I'll
know.
strangle us because there's no reason that we should be missing any music
I
videos from this list.
literally had to go and look at the album. I'm like, okay, I had all the albums in front of me. I'm like, okay, let's start with this era, first era, da, 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 all the way to the end and stuff. I'm like, I think I got all of them.
See, okay, I can't lie. I had to do the same thing. I had to look at the albums, but then just to verify, I also went online and just said, give me a list of all the Black Veil Brides music videos. And then I went down and I think there was maybe one or two where I was like, oh, that's right. And I got those. So
Yeah,
hopefully
there
we
was
good.
25, and it was hard for, I had to do multiple drafts of this because, okay, I don't know why we put ourselves in this. We are ranking every single Black Veil Brides video from first place all the way to right now, lowest, I'm not saying last, 25th place and stuff, just because it's so hard because every music video is different and so forth. And it's just like we always have our new favorites, and then there's a new one and everything else. And I'm just like, it was hard. And I'm like,
Which is why I would like to point out these rankings do not go from like best to worst. There's no worst or least favorite Black Veil Bride music
Sure.
videos. I
Our
think we're just
opinion.
biased because we love
Sure.
Black Veil Brides, so we love everything that they put out. I guess it just goes from like top to 25.
Everyone is entitled to their own opinions. Please do not come after us. Whatever their music video is, either middle or low or high on our list. These are our opinions, okay? So do not come after us, okay? It's hard, guys. I challenge you, BBB Army, to rank all of them, and you have to share your ranking to us because now I'm curious.
Everyone must put their rankings in the comments below. In fact, you guys have to play along as you're watching.
Or if you're
I
watching
demand
this,
it.
clip us on TikTok,
Yes.
switch us. I had to do this. This is how I did. I did my top three, top five, top 10, and then the rest like that. That was the only way I can get organized.
Yeah, that probably would have been like actually smarter. I can't lie. I put mine in order from starting with We Stitch These Wounds and in order from albums and EPs till the end. And then I went from like my number one all the way to 25.
Truth be told, I'm low key kind of scared to start, or let alone start, because
Want to get Oh, I think the only person that's going to give you is me, depending on which music videos, because I swear it's gonna be one of those, like one of my favorites you have, like in the 20s, and
I know,
that's
and like I
appropriate.
know Papa Chris is watching us. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris, rank the Black Veil Brides music
I
video.
challenge you, Chris. I want to see results on
Yes,
Twitter. I need to see that now. So,
it's a must.
okay, I'm just gonna get it out of the way. I'll get started. 25th on the as of right now. No shade. I wish they'd done it differently and how it came out and stuff. Temple of Love. That's all I'm gonna
I
say.
knew you were gonna do that as your 25th. I knew it.
I have no case. I know it's on TikTok, but I know there was a lot of things that happened with filming and producing, and everything was different and stuff. And I wish we've got to see more of the guys than just Andy and little spits and cameos of the rest of the guys. That's it. That's all I'm saying. Temple of Love is my 25th.
So you are not alone, because I also put Temple of Love as a t as 25th, and mine is exactly the same reasons as yours. I do love how the song itself, the cover, turned out. I think it was wonderful. The music video, though, I guess I just expected more. And it's not to say that they did a terrible job. They did wonderful. I just the
The
dancing was so cool. I love the
song is
dance.
amazing. Obviously, Black Veil Brides performed it live for us at the Denver, Colorado show during the Bleeders tour, and it was amazing. Don't get me wrong, I love the song live. Just, I
I
don't know.
wish we got more of the guys in
There
it.
was just so, I feel like during that era with VV and stuff, they made it so like it's gonna be amazing. And then they had like an Instagram premiere of it of the audio, which was very weird because. Again, I know it's technology. It was glitching and we couldn't hear it or anything. And then obviously people were looking on YouTube to like, where is it? And then obviously it's like, it's on TikTok. And I know on TikTok, still you have a time limit. Well, I guess now it goes to 10. But at the
Yeah, now
time
it
you
does.
had a time limit and stuff, and they had to put it in different parts. And it was very like cropped in and stuff. Like obviously we saw Andy and Vivi, but I'm just like, I'm sorry. I could not get into the music video. No shade to the song, just my least favorite at the moment right now. Don't kill
I'm glad that we were on the same page with that. I had a feeling it was yours too. I was like, out of all of them, yeah. Starting at 24 is actually Fields of Bones, and I'm sorry. It is a good music video, just not on my top. 23 is Goodbye Agony. 22 is Heart of Fire. And then 21 is the live version of Crimson Skies. And number 20 is Devil. Yeah, no shade to any of those, obviously, because I love all of those music videos. I don't know. I think the Goodbye Agony one and the Heart of Fire, I don't know. They're really good music videos, but they're just not in like my top watch. Whoa,
We
God.
have to stop doing this, Nicole. It is oddly creepy. We're similar.
Are you serious? Okay, what are yours?
Okay, 24, Goodbye Agony. 23, Fields of Bone. 22, Crimson Skies. I put that though as the animated one though, so not the live
Okay.
action, the animated one.
Okay.
21, Heart of Fire, then 20, Rebel Love Song.
Whoa. Okay, whoa. I was not expecting Rebel Love Song to be in there.
Okay, I this is the excuse I'm gonna give. It was so hard. I don't get me wrong, I do like watching Rebel Love Song, but I feel like the only time I really watch that is around Valentine's Day.
Okay, I mean, I can understand that. I do love how we're kind of on the same wavelength, though,
I
with
will,
everything.
yeah, I agree with you, but Goodbye Agony and Fields of Bone. Like, don't get me wrong, they're good. It's just there's other better ones.
There are. I do appreciate the Easter eggs that were in like Heart of Fire and Goodbye Agony, but I don't know why. I guess I find myself watching the others more than those.
Well, I will admit this, that the self-titled album, it's on the it's low for me to pick up. I don't listen to it as much besides like some of the like Crowds of Thorns. That's the one song I really love. So the music videos were good. I don't know. I just they're good. I just prefer others. Also, by the way, surprised you put Devil there in the 20s.
I love Devil, but there were other live
Fair enough.
music videos that I love more, I
Fair
should say.
enough. 19, Born Again. 18, Crimson Skies, the live action one. 17, Savior 2. 16, Wake Up. 15, Torch.
Okay, I feel maybe once again we kind of are. I know this is really weird. You guys, we totally did not tell, we didn't talk about music videos at all before this.
We just had to clarify which ones we were counting and which ones, yeah, so.
So, okay. 19 for me is Wake Up. Number 18 is Scarlet Cross. 17 is Torch. 16 is the animated Crimson Skies, and then number 15 is Born Again.
Okay, this is oddly weird.
Okay, but like, I mean, and people question why we're best friends, okay? So, I mean,
Okay, interesting. Okay.
yeah, maybe there was like one that you had in there that I didn't. I'm
I had
thinking.
Savior 2 in
Yeah, you had Savior 2. That was like the one odd one out, and mine, I guess, was Scarlet Cross that I had added in.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
Like, when I was trying to rank these, I'm like, okay, which ones do I listen? Obviously, top tier and stuff. Which ones do I obviously go like, I don't really listen to them as much. The middle, I'm like, okay, I can go for the middle, but also it's like I was putting in a factor like the mood and stuff I would be in. And I feel like Savior 2 is like, it's like a good comforting song, but not like I want to jam out.
Yeah, okay.
So that's how I took it. I don't know if that really helped me, but you know it did.
For me, with Scarlet Cross, I.
Mean, okay, why that I had to ask, why Scarlet Cross?
Scarlet Cross is like number 18. Okay, it's weird because aesthetically, it's absolutely beautiful and amazing. And Andy's blonde Billy Idol vampire hair that everyone talks about,
Yes.
it's very iconic. I mean, everything about it is perfect. I just think there were other music videos of theirs that I got more inspiration from and loved a lot more and find myself watching more, I guess. I really like don't know how to word it because once again, none of the Black Veil Bride music videos are bad in my opinion. They're all great in their own way. So this is what makes this hard because we're not saying anything negative about
No,
these
we're not.
music
It's just like
videos.
it is hard because like I feel like people are like, oh, you're ready. Why is this one last? I'm like, you guys hate it. And I'm like, we don't
No,
hate
it's
it.
not the
We
case.
like the song, but due to factors.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess there's just other music videos that piqued our interest more.
No, I'm curious for your top three. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't think you should be. I feel like you should know this.
Oh, I have a feeling, but you could have changed it, so we'll see.
That's true. I did have a really rough time with my top three. So,
Okay.
14 is going to be Saints of the Blood. 13 is Coffin. I know.
Sorry. Okay, guys, we're not best friends anymore. We're not best friends. No, I can't.
Was
It was nice
hard.
knowing you, Nicole. I really had a fun time with this podcast. I really, really did, but wow. I just, wow. Just walk away.
Well, you know what, Ruth? The funny part about being my friend is you are not allowed to leave. I am handcuffing you. You're stuck. You're stuck to me like sticky glue. I know I feel bad.
You
Coffin
should.
was hard. It was
You
hard.
should.
I love Coffin, but it is number 13. But you know what? 13's like a really cool number anyway, so I'm
Okay,
like.
that's fair. At least it's in the teens, okay?
Exactly. 12 is Perfect Weapon. 11 is Knives and Pens, and number 10 is The Legacy.
The legacy down too. Okay, I think this is where we kind of
It made top
drift a little.
Let's, I'm just going to point this out. The Legacy being from Set the World on Fire, it's in the
Yeah.
top 10. It's in the top 10.
Okay, fair. Okay, fair. It's in the top 10. Okay, I guess I'll give you
Exactly.
that. Okay, I still can't believe what coffin, but okay, we're just gonna ignore that factor, but moving on. So I have a little different. So this is where we kind of drifted a little. We have
Okay.
one in common. 14 is the Vengeance, okay? 14 is the Vengeance. 13 is Devil. 12 is Scarlet Cross. 11, Saints of the Blood, 10, my friends.
It's in the top 10. I'll give you that. It's in the top 10. I can't lie. I expected my friends to be like in the top five.
Top 10, so hush, I gave you
Again,
that.
I can't say anything, so
I don't get me wrong, I love the knight, and it was a hard battle because like the knight, I love Saints of the Blood and stuff. I'm like, oh my God, it's almost to the top 10, but at the same time, like these have an extra edge to it, so but it's all right, it's kind of there.
yeah, I guess in a way I am actually not in a way I am really shocked too that at least Saints of the Blood kind of being a little bit over. Because I know how much you love the Knight and the Purple Era, so that's why I thought maybe it would have been a bit lower.
It was 11 clicks, like one behind the top 10.
But just like with you, it's in the teens, it's all good, it's not in the 20s.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the kind of opposite with Scarlet Cross. Oh, and obviously that was like a new era. That's when we got like Lonnie and Bob, and dude, they just went all blasting and stuff, and there was a new concept and everything. Well, the first time I watched it, I fell in love with it and stuff, and I rewatched it like 100 times, so much that I had to, on my personal channel, I did a inspired makeup look to it and stuff, and it was 1 point, but yeah.
Everyone go check it out right now. Go
Oh
to her
God, no!
invitation.
I'm young.
Yes.
No, we are at the top 10. Okay, this is where it gets dirty. We're in the nitty gritty now.
Okay.
I don't want to say this because I feel like people are gonna come after me.
What? Okay.
Number 9. I love you, Black Pride. Just know that. Lost it all.
Okay, I've lost faith in humanity because I thought that would be in your top three.
You'll be
I'm
surprised
shocked.
what's in my top three. Okay,
I'm already
don't get,
very
okay.
surprised.
Here's my plead. Okay. Lost it all is always, it's my number one song. And I mean, obviously before we got the London show Lost It All with Lil Xar and stuff, we had Legion of the Black and stuff, which was amazing. Don't get me wrong. It's just, yes, it's in my comfort zone. It's in the top 10 and stuff. And there's just other music videos that have more of an edge that I like listening to. Don't get me wrong, I love listening to Lost It All. It's just, you gotta be in the mood to listen to it.
I will give you that. I feel like the slower the songs are, especially when they're like, I mean, it's hard because Lost It All is such a beautiful and yet sad song at the same time. And it's like if you listen to it when you're in a good mood, you're going to get really sad.
No, and so
It's
like when I'm in
weird.
like I'm having a rough day or just a down day, I listen to that and stuff just to get like,
Yeah.
okay, everything's okay, just shake it off. I like when I'm like ready to go, I'm like, yeah, let's have some fun. I don't listen to that.
I know, we're like, we don't think about Lost It All. We're thinking about like Born Again or
Too
something.
much. Okay, so
Exactly.
there, that's 9. Okay, let's move on. 8. When They Call My Name. Okay, I absolutely love that music video. I love that song. So happy I heard it live. I love everything about that music. But they did a really good job with the cinematography with that. 7, Perfect Weapon. Classic. 6, Fallen Angels. Another classic.
Yes, very much.
5, again, disappointing in you. Knives and Pens. The original. Where it all started. It's in my top 5.
Okay, it Knives and Pens was what number was it? Okay, it was 11 for me. But I could not put Knives and Pens any higher than that because Knives and
Okay.
Pens holds a close place in my heart.
Number 4 is the BBB Army's anthem in the end.
So we have a few of the same that are within the 4 through 9. For me, number 9 is actually In the End.
At least it's in the top 10, so I'll give you that.
So for me, Rebel Love Song is number 8. That had to be in the top 10 because Rebel Love Song reminds me of my angsty teenage love with Hudson. Literally, when that music video came out, I was like, yep, that's Hudson and I with our rebellious love against the world. 7 for me is When They Call My Name. That's probably one of my like top favorite live music videos that they have done. Number 6 is Lost It All. So, okay, yeah, I know. I did put the live music video of Lost It All before When They Call My Name, but I think it's just because of the feels of Lost It All coming out when that video, when we finally got it. I mean, none of us were expecting it. And then for it to be like a live video,
For
especially of
those
them
people
in
who were at that
England, it's like,
show,
yes.
you got one star to sing your part.
I know. So that's what I'm saying. That's what makes it even more beautiful.
I mean, we
So.
both admitted to Andy when he was on our video when he asked us, "Have you seen any footage or photos of a concert? Which one would you want to go to?" We both agreed, the London Show UK with Lilizar and lost
Yep,
it
like that was the one. So number five for me is My Friends. I think Andy did a phenomenal job with that music video. I think it was just very, obviously very, very different from everything else they've done. Of course, like it was also Sweeney Todd inspired and everything. And I just love how freaking sinister Andy is in that. So, and then my number four is Savior 2 because that music video is black and white.
That
Love
one's
that.
black and white.
Love that it's in black and white, and I love the architecture and the glass stains of that built of the church and everything. And obviously, the orchestra that's in the back is absolutely beautiful. I'm a sucker for like classical instruments, so that had my heart.
Fair enough. That's fair.
But now we get to the top
Yeah, you're going
three.
first for your top three. I have a hunch what your number one is, but I'm gonna wait.
Yeah, you probably do. I will say my top three was very difficult. Mostly because of the my number one and my number two. So number three for me is The Vengeance.
Oh, okay.
I love The Vengeance. When the Night EP came out, the very first song, well, the very first one was, I think, Saints of the Blood that I watched, which totally gave, yeah, Resident Evil vibes and everything. But The Vengeance, there is just something about it that I love so much. It's like, it's the way that the camera angles hit, it's the lighting, and of course, it's also the, like, it's the movement that all the guys do, obviously, especially Andy. I love, like, these little tidbits that he does that they're such little simplistic things, but they pop so big on camera, and the makeup on everyone is gorgeous, too.
Let
So when it comes to my top two, though,
me hear
this
it.
one was hard. My second one is Fallen Angels.
Call
And let me
it.
just say, that was
Call
really
it.
hard. It was hard, Ruth, because angsty teenage me loves Fallen Angels. That was always the number one music video. But as much as I love and adore Fallen Angels still, I feel like I'm just in a different era of my life now. And has Hudson put it, which I totally am stealing this from him because he put it in the best way possible, Fallen Angels will always sentimentally be number one.
That's
But
fair.
while I'm in this new era of my life, number one is, of course, Bleeders,
Ha.
because that is everything. It's so artistic. It's the aesthetic is amazing. The acting is phenomenal. Bleeders is everything that I have ever wanted from Black Veil Brides, and they have given that to me. You know, I feel like we set the world on fire. I was like, they opened my eyes to, oh my God, like, look at how f beautiful and glam they look. Like, they look so awesome. And then to see them in this Bleeders era, I feel it's like set the world on fire all over, just without the makeup, but the aesthetic is there. And Bleeders is just very horrifically delicious. Like, it's all horror, and that's what I love about it.
Okay, so my top three. We'll start with
Yes.
third place with the bronze, Legacy. I've always loved that music video when it first came out from the Set the World on Fire. I just love the environment, the junkyard they're in. I think that was the first music video they went, in my opinion, went all out, besides obviously like the CGI and stuff. Like they're at an actual setting with junk. They had fire. There was pouring rain and everything. They had Andy had this really cool microphone and stuff. He was yelling and singing into. All the guys have all their studded and they're like crazy with the makeup and everything. Like it was so cool. And I love rewatching that. It's like and that's my high school music video. Like I loved it. And listen, this was totally not related, but you know, I guess that song just from the end with the wind and that one time. That's how much
Yes. Yeah,
I watched it, because I know.
you got that one, and I was like, huh?
So that's great. Okay, so the top two were also hard for me because, like Nicole said, a long time ago, we did see it, our first favorite music video and stuff. That's why I was shocked and everything. But okay, oh my God. So this was hard for me too because I was debating too. But in another episode, I think last year, Nicole said, like, this was our teenagers' years era. This is our adult era now. So number two is Coffin. I've always loved that one just because that was the transition of them, like, from their old makeup and going into a new era, which was obviously Watching the Vine and stuff. But it's really cool. It was very cool how they did it. I know it was a very small set. I know the coffin, let alone the church they were in, was a small propping set from, I think, Rich Ravilla. I think I could be wrong. I don't know. I love Andy's haircut in that music video. I'm sorry, Andy. So bring that back. I fucking love it and stuff. So please bring that back. I love that. And then also the message, like at toward the end of the music video, where Andy's old Andy Six was in the coffin, and Andy Bierstag is coming over and saying goodbye to it, and all the Easter eggs with the notebook and everything and stuff. So I found that really cool. And I think, yeah, that was our first music video, not knowing at the time that we actually saw the Legion of the Black Mask and stuff that Richard Veller made before Richard.
Foreshadowing.
Exactly. We didn't know at the time, but it's kind of fun. So, and then, hello, surprise! Number one is Bleeders.
Yay.
I love that music video so much. Like, I was, oh, for one, for me in per se, when it came out, obviously it was news that Lee from Saints of the Undead did the jackets. I'm like, oh my God, I need to see these jackets. Like, everything, the stud. Like, I love Lee's work. And so I've been begging for him, or hoping and manifesting in the world for him to work with Black Vibrides. And so he finally did. I'm like, oh my God, what is he going to create? What's he going to create? So I was just so intrigued to watch it. Not only I love the music video, I love the jackets. Spot on, Lee. Spot on. I want one. Can you book us? So there's that. And then obviously the whole Sweeney Todd inspired and stuff, like theater freaking me, like, yes, and everything. And just like Andy's acting. Bravo, Andy. Like, you die pretty sexy.
Yes.
I
It was
love
like so sad to watch at the same time, though.
the sexy. I don't know what that says about me, but it was sexy. Respectfully, Andy. Stuff. But I love the whole setup. I know obviously the music box or whatever they were in, it was a green screen, but even still, like, Andy himself was hanging off, if anything. They actually had a drop out chair, like in the movie of Sweeney Todd and stuff, or the player should say. Everything was really cool. I just loved it. I want his outfit. I'm sorry, Andy, where did you get that jacket, by the way?
I was gonna say, I think it's safe to say that for the most part, when it comes to ranking the music videos, you and I have similar, for the most part, we have a similar opinion when it comes to some of them. Not all, but some.
This is gonna be hard because when their new music comes out,
I
fuck.
know. I was just thinking that when they release new music videos, we now are gonna have to add those into the ranking. And that's gonna like obviously adjust and change some things. But I will say, because I do love what you said about the Bleeders music video, and I wanted to add that I really feel when you look back at all their music videos, while they have always been very creative and unique with them, I feel like when it comes to Bleeders, they went all out way more than they ever done before. Like it involved, you know, obviously acting, and then it involved, I feel like, a little bit of CGI, and involved a whole like aesthetic purpose, and had a storyline obviously behind it, and which I feel they've done that in a lot of their past music videos, but there's something about Bleeders that just hits so
It was
right.
like
Like,
a good combination of like everything, like especially with CGI, because I know a lot of music videos are heavily relied on the CGI of, I mean, I get it, CGI does amazing and stuff, I get it, but like for
yeah.
them, for Bleeders, I felt like it was a perfect balance of that and actual real stuff. Like, obviously Andy's not killing anyone with an actual razor, but like the effects, the gore, the special effects of that was really amazing, because I'm a sucker for like movies, actors, music videos, whatever, what actual side effects, like prosthetics and stuff.
Yeah.
Because again, CGI takes that away, which I understand, but like actual prosthetics, I love that. And then like him with the fake razor. So I'm just like, yes. And then you're dying. Sexy. Respectfully, Andy.
Nothing beats the real thing. So that's why I do agree when it comes to makeup, when they actually have real blood and the
I mean,
real,
hello.
exactly.
If I was a fly on that wall of the production and filming, I would never leave that set. I'll be like, huh, there's me in the background. You see that fly? This was hard, guys. Trust us. It was hard. I want you to see how challenging it was. Make your own and see what's on your top three, top five, top 10, all the way to 25.
It is hard because you're going through and you're like, oh yeah, this one's this number. And then you go to the next and you're like, okay, shoot, because that music video is really good too. And then you look at the ones that you put, your 1 through 5 or 1 through 8, and you're like, because then you look back and you're like, these are all good.
Part of me, it's like when I will say, when making this list of listing all the music videos and stuff, I don't know, kind of opened my eyes, like, oh yeah, these are the songs I really don't listen to as much. Like, obviously, like my top 20 or 20 to 20 to 25. It's like, oh yeah, this song exists.
Is there a song on maybe each album or just one song in particular that you're like, there needs to be a music video for this? I will die. There's two of them.
Actually, three.
Holy crap. Okay, we got three.
One would be Sweet Blasphemy.
You, me too.
I'm sorry. I just, every time I hear that song, especially that one part where he's just like whispering, talking, I don't know what the to call it. But it's like, that would just be so cool just to watch and hear and witness and stuff in the music video of Andy and stuff, like singing Sweet Blasphemy to us. And like, I feel like that's an underdog anthem for the army. I could be wrong, but I would love a music video for that. Second one would be Crowns of Thorns, surprisingly, from their self-titled album. I know it's a very slow paced song, but I feel like obviously we know how Andy is, like getting all the biblical elements and stuff. And I think that song could be a really cool music video and stuff. Like they can incorporate, in their own way, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ himself, wearing the crowns of thorns. Like, I mean, Gaga, not to bring her up, but it's true. Gaga did something like that with Judas. Just saying. So I would love to see that. And then the last one, I mean, obviously, Blackbird.
Blackbird. Okay, yes. That 100% makes sense. I would love Sweet Blasphemy as a music video as well. And I think it would actually work more as a live music video, because especially when you said that little middle part where he's speaking, can you imagine like him in the crowd, like looking around and saying that, like he's making like eye contact with all these fans? I think that would be just like a beautiful moment to capture. Of course, I wouldn't mind like a if they wanted to do like a background story with it, they totally could. But I think for the most part, it would work as a live.
I like
But I
that.
also want them to do one for We Stitches Wounds too. I just love that one. I think it'd be really cool. I can't lie, I would love a music video for obviously every song, but that can't
I
be a
know
thing.
it's hard. I mean, guys, how do you even choose a song to make a music video out of, first of all? So
I'm wondering, does Andy, like in his head, does he just go, oh, I have the perfect little like story for
I'm gonna
this,
say yes,
or
because it's Andy. I know we've talked about this, and I'm sure other fans feel the way, like, oh, if they can go back and pick other songs from each of the album to make a music video. The only actual album that has a music video for every single song is Wretched and Divine.
Yep. Which worked out though. Worked as one gigantic
It was beautiful.
movie.
It's a beautiful masterpiece. I love it, so.
I would love to have it again.
So, guys, that was our ranking. Don't come after us.
Would love to know your guys' rankings. Please put them in the comments below. I just love to see other people's opinions when it comes to Blackfoot Brides' work. I
I
mean,
know. It was a beautiful. This was hard though. Why did we do this to ourselves? Like, I was literally sitting, I'm like, mother
this was very challenging. I didn't want to put any at the bottom. They're all on top, but when you have to, I guess you have
You
to.
have to, but it was fun. I mean, I should not be surprised that we think the same way.
I was about to say, I mean, come on.
I was literally
This.
like, as soon as I put bleeders, I'm like, if she does not put bleeders, I am going to, I don't know. Next time she sees me, I'm going to tick her feet.
Okay, it was challenging. As I said, Fallen Angels was really like
I knew
sneaking its
Fallen
way in there.
Angels was going to be up there. Like, I knew it was going to be up there, like in your top three. I knew it. So.
See, I should have known that Coffin would have been in the top three. I think I had my mind so focused on Lost It All and Saints of the Blood for You that Coffin didn't even come to my mind.
It's been my first one that I liked
I know, that's why I'm shocked with myself right now.
a lot. BBB Army, today's fan shout out actually goes to an amazing artist. I recently discovered her through another artist, and she does amazing artwork of Blackfoot Rose. She's Mostly she does a lot of Andy, but she's done a couple photos of the guys in their bleeders arrows right now. Her username is Lisa Starkey, I believe. But she's done a lot of amazing. I just showed Nicole this amazing photo of Andy.
It's like Andy as Dracula, I swear.
And then we have the group shot of the guys in their bleeders era.
Ah, that is so cool.
Oh, I love this one. She combinated Scarlet Cross and set the world on fire of Andy into one.
Oh my God, that is beautiful.
And then, yeah, she
Holy
does a lot of that.
crap.
She also does Motionless in White. She's done, I think, let me see here. Motionless in White, I know I see that a lot. I think that's all. There's some other artwork, but Sleep Token. There you go. Sleep Token. But she is an amazing artist. Like, seriously, she made, is this who I think it is? Yeah, Andy and Lilithar as Sally and Jack Skellington.
Oh my God.
So, honestly,
It's so cool.
she is truly talented. Please go give her a follow. Her artwork is amazing. I want it and stuff. She's a local artist. I'm not sure where she's located. I want to say it's internationally, but I could be completely wrong. But she's an amazing artist, so please go give her a follow. Her artwork is
I
amazing.
want prints of
I
all of
know, me too.
those.
Like,
Or
here's one of
stickers.
them.
Yeah, that is dope. Holy
Yeah,
crap.
exactly. That's better than mine. I'm like, oh, take my money. Fan shout out gets to that amazing artist and fan, Lisa.
Thank you so much, BBB Army, for tuning in and watching today's episode. What do you think of our rankings when it comes to the Black Veil Bride music videos? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Either way, we want to know what your rankings are for the Black Veil Bride music videos. Please list them in the comments below. We will go over them. We will read them. We would just love to know what other fans' perspectives are when it comes to BBB's music videos and what they've done.
It's challenging. It's challenging.
Oh my God, you guys are going to have a really hard time.
If
And
we
if
don't
for
have a hard
someone,
time, I'm just going to be like,
I will point out, if any one of you list them and you say it was easy,
I'm going to
because
question
that's very
you.
psychopath behavior right there. I'm just pointing that out. Anyway, thank you guys so much. You can go ahead and give us a follow on TikTok, Instagram, and X/Twitter, whatever it's called. And then if you are watching this on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. We will be ever so grateful.
I know we're wrapping up, but I understand due to our schedule and stuff, we won't have it on the day of. But next Monday on the 21st, happy early birthday,
Happy early birthday, CC. We will have a very special video coming for you soon. We will see you next week, BBB Army, with our happy birthday video for CC. Check it out. Until then.